I didn't know that was in there this morning. All right, I'm done. Thank y'all. What's up, family? It's so good to be here. Once again, Rev, thank you. Thank you for saying yes to me. And Rick and Ileana, they're hosting me. They're serving me fresh orange juice in the morning with two adorable pets that just love up on me. So thank you. Thank you. The community, this community is so amazing. The love and the joy that you give, really. I take you with me wherever I go. I just want you to know that. I really do. And I thank you because you have helped me grow. You have helped me expand. You have helped me be able to stand here and be where I am right now. So I just want to say thank you. Thank you for that. What am I talking about today? The power. Remember this? I got the power. Hey. I got the power. I used to love that song. I still dig it, you know. It's old now, though. No. But it reminds me, the power. When this came through, I was like, the power. What is the power? What is the power? And I was like, of course, well, you know, you go, well, God is the power. I'm like, well, but just a few minutes ago, I was so worried and pissed off. God could not have been the power in that moment. What I was pissed off about was the power, because it had all of my attention. And all of the feeling that I felt was flowing to that, my car, brown sugar. I call her brown sugar. She is a growing lesson for me constantly. That girl just really helps me grow and expand spiritually. Who'd have thunk it would have been a car? And she looks so cute. She's adorable. She's a convertible. I look good in it. I know it. But she keeps me busy. Very, very busy. I call her, girl, you are high maintenance. I'm going to have to go get another job just for you. So I'm there with my car before the car had its little timeout session. I was happy. Life was good. Da, da, da. Then the car don't start. What? Oh, what am I going to do? So in that moment, the car was the power. The condition was the power. Because all of my focus and attention was on how am I going to fix this car now? What am I going to have to do? And the joy that was once there in my heart, I'm sure it was there somewhere, but it was closed up in the closet. And all I could think about, didn't I just spend X amount of dollars on this car? Didn't I? So I was like, wow. The power is constantly changing because our focus is changing. Now, God was still there in the car with me, but I didn't have a conversation with God. I went to the car and why you're not operating properly and what I need you to do, how I need you to function. I was like, okay, all right, let me take a moment. So I could hear myself starting to go down a road that was just negative. You know, it starts at one little thing, and I got busy quickly. I mean, I jumped into the deep end quickly. So God is there, but I'm not focused on God. Because even though God makes the sun rise every day, God can't take care of this right now. Because if that was the truth, I would put my attention on God. And I understand that when things happen, we have to take a moment. But where is that moment that we take? Is that moment continuing on a road that keeps us locked in a cycle that says things aren't working? Or is that moment in a space to take a breath and go, okay, I may not have the answer right now, but I know that there's a source that does, and I know that I'm divinely protected. divinely protected. So I don't have to go to panic, worry, anger, and fear. I can go to my power, which is the power of love. I was like, wow. You guys were talking about my talk all this morning. I was like, good Lord, I don't need to say anything. But the power of love is so powerful. And we use the word love so randomly sometimes that we forget the true essence of this power. Because the sun rises even when there's an earthquake. The sun still rises. The sun will go, well, they had an earthquake today. I don't think I'm going to rise. I'm just going to forget about it for today. I can't do it. I can't do it. That don't mean if it's a tsunami. Doesn't matter what it is. The world does not stop turning. Oh, they had a tsunami. We're not going to turn. That's it. We're going to put it on hold. Everybody put your brakes on. Put it on hold. Put it on hold. The power of love does not do that. It is constant. It is consistent. It never fails. It never hesitates. When you look at the beach, the waves come in consistently. They don't matter if it's 50 people in the water, if it's two people, if there are monkeys in there, seals. They don't care. The waves keep flowing. The power of love never ceases. It never stops. It never slows down. So if that is so consistent, then where am I with my power of love? So as I'm with my car, battery wouldn't turn over, and I'm sitting, I'm in Carlsbad, and it's beautiful. So once I start to breathe, I'm like, wow, okay. What are you going to do? I know some of you are thinking, why didn't you just call AAA? God, I didn't have a AAA card. That's why I didn't call AAA. There, you got it? So I'm sitting there and I can see the ocean. And I go, okay, Gino, you have a choice here. You can stay sitting in this car pissed off, or you can get out, take a walk. I was like, well, get out and take a walk and feel better. Who wants to do that? Why can't I just stay here and moan and regret my life? So I mustered up my strength, and I decided, let me take a walk. So as I'm walking on the beach, you know, it's a process. But I've been working on this thing. You know, I meditate every day, and I'm conscious of what I think. So, you know, the momentum had started to pick up. You know, I saw dogs playing, and this little girl was laughing at this dog. She was like, she fell out. It was so funny. And the dog was just licking all over. She thought it was the funniest thing ever. And I was like, oh, my God, that's so amazing. And I saw the birds flying. And by the time I got midway through the walk, I was in the presence of spirit. I was like, God, you're everywhere. And here I was trying to let a car take me out of my joy. Just give it over to the car. And I was like, I don't know what I'm going to do, but I know that I'm taken care of. And that was a feeling that came over me that was so overwhelming. And just in that moment, the waves came crashing in. And I was like, just like these waves, the answer is already here for me. I know it's here. And so I'm walking and I see a sign. They have these cute little, like, I don't know, they look like little squirrel rats. But they're not, they're cuter than a rat. And not that I'm taking anything away from the rat. You know, I understand. Yeah, I know you do. White ones, gray ones. How about those big fat brown ones? I love her. She's not prejudiced. She loves them all. That's much love. That's much love. I've got some memories of those, though, that I'm working on it. I'm still working. So they have these cute little squirrel rats that run around, and you know, they've got the birds. And so they had a sign there that said, in essence, humans, please don't feed the animals because we want them not to get dependent on you. I was like, wow, is God talking to me or what? Not to get dependent on conditions and situations to be a way for me to navigate through my life. Stuff is going to happen. It just is. And the joy of that is that every time something unfolds in your life, the answer is really already there. We have to open up to it. But most of the time, we're so focused on the problem, we give all of our attention to that. Sometimes it's a day, sometimes it's a week, sometimes it's years. And we dig in because I'm right about this. So I could have dug in and sat in that car and just been in misery because I'm right. It won't turn over. I don't care how much I go, ah, Father, Mother God, the car ain't turned over right now. The radio won't come on. I can't plug my phone in. It's almost dead. These things are happening. But I can plug my consciousness in. How many of you saw the movie The Matrix? It was really cool. You remember at the end when he gets it? Well, it's not the end. It's after he'd gotten shot. You know, people are like, oh, it's so violent. But at that moment, he didn't receive the charge of the battery. What he received was the inner insight that all that is, I am. That's so much more important than a charge of a battery because that you take with you everywhere. Everywhere. And in any situation, in any time, you've got that. Sometimes you don't need a charge of the battery, but you always need to be plugged in to the God presence, to the source, to that which is you. Love. Love. So I had seen this young man when I was sitting there. He ran over a curb. I'm like, look at him. Messed up the bottom of his car. He's down there trying to fix it. I'm just looking at him. But I was mad about my car. Like, he tearing his car up. So when I get back, and my mind, the monkey mind, is like, okay, so I guess you're saying there's going to be a solution when you get back to your car. And I said, you know what? You need to be quiet. I'm going to ask you, I got a new deal with my mind. I tell my mind, listen, your job is to tell me how wonderful my life is. Yes. Your job is to tell me how amazing I am. Your job is to tell me how beautiful this world is. I don't want to hear that other stuff. So the mind be like, sure, I'm going to do that. You know, you take two steps and it's right back to, well, how you going to do this? How you going? I'm like, you need to be quiet. And now I'm literally walking and doing this. So either people think I'm on my phone or they're like, oh, there's another lost soul. Let's pray for her. But I don't care. I get that I'm in the midst of breaking through something that's these little things. See, it's not the big things. It's the little things we do every day, all day long. We have our beautiful prayer and meditation, and we may read something. But then somebody cuts you off while you're driving, and there's no love you're sending to them. It's something else. But that's where we have to really start to fine-tune. That's where we have to start fine-tuning. Because then they cut you off. Oh, doggone people, why can't they watch where they're going? And before you know it, now somebody else has gotten in front of you. They're driving like the 200 years old. It's momentum. It just keeps going. And because we've been so accustomed to focusing on things that aren't working, that momentum is quick. It's just like wildfire. So I tell my mind, and I had to tell it a few times, we're still negotiating this thing. We're still working it out. Because it's been a custom, that's been its job to do worry and doubt and complain and be sad and get depressed when things aren't working because it was so conditional. You know, when conditions are great, oh, life is good, God is good. I got the power. But very rarely, unless you've practiced, you know, the Buddha would sit under the tree. Not expecting something to transform life, but to be a part of life expressing. And that was power. That was power. So it's this understanding of pulling out of conditions, recognizing that life is a part, that's just life. It's not good, it's not bad. It's just life expanding and expressing. Can you imagine birds flying to different trees going, oh, this tree right here is evil. Be sending out the signal, hey, hey, this tree, don't go to this tree. This tree's evil, don't do it. Nature is in such harmony. Nature doesn't have free will. We have free will, and free will means choice. Choice to choose when you are in the midst of something that may not be the best that you want. What are you choosing then? Where is your power then? So if your power's in the condition, and it's okay, the first step is to recognize it. Recognize, oh, I'm giving my power away. When your body doesn't feel good, you go to the pain. Ow! Ow! Gosh, I'm getting so old, I just can't do it. That's giving your power. And I understand that requires discipline. When your bank account going, don't you put that card in here. Don't do it. You know ain't no money in here. Get on. Just keep on moving. That requires discipline. The discipline to be in love in the midst of when what you want to see is not showing up. But recognize you're so powerful, you've created what you're in. Your thoughts have had, you're like a magnet. When you give off the love bug, you are a magnet for people and places and things just to come up to you. And just begin to talk or to go, hey, it's a beautiful thing. I'm one of those people that people love to talk to me anyway. But during this beach thing, I was walking and I heard my heart clearly say, take this street. Before I would have been like, no, I'm gonna go this way, go that way. But I was like, I'm listening. So when I took the street, there was a lovely couple visiting from London that had gotten lost. And there I was, and I recognized I was in on the creation of this because I heard Spirit say, take the street. And I knew exactly where they were going. I could tell them exactly how to get there. I was like, wow. When you listen to your heart, when you practice feeling love, the universe will dance for you unlike you've ever seen before. It's dancing all the time. Just most of the time, we looking at the people sitting in the chairs going, why they not dancing? Why don't they want to dance? The Spirit is dancing all around you, providing for you 24/7, 7 days a week, 365 days of the year, never taking a break. Spirit never says, I don't want to deal with you today. I've just had enough. I'm going to my room. So when you recognize that you are the power and the presence and really is within you, it's what you're thinking, it's what you're feeling every day. So when I got back to my car and the mind said, oh, so see, ain't nobody here. I said, hey, I need you to be quiet and I'm just going to be in love. And so the first person I asked, hey, do you have some jumper cables? And they always ask that beautiful question. Well, do you have AAA? I'm thinking, you know, if I'd had AAA, you'd think I would have stopped you. But I said, Gino, stay in love. Don't go, because the mind says, well, see, you tried it. You tried to be in love. You tried to be happy. Ain't nothing happening. It's like, stop. Just get to love. Get to love. And I was having this internal conversation. I said in my heart, let's see love, pink bubbles just flowing out of your heart. You know, pink bubbles. I was like, oh, okay. So I shifted. So the young man that I saw that tore up his car, I heard ask him. And I was like, no, he ain't got no doggone cables. He ask. So I did. He's like, I certainly do. He was so happy. He said, that would be my honor. I was like, wow. So he pulled his car over, and he was this young man, probably about 24, 25, just a beautiful spirit. He's like, you know, we have to help people. He said, we have to give back to each other because we're doing this thing together. I said, boy, you know what? You got something going on. He said, I had to do this with my car a couple of days ago. His battery kept going dead. I said, well, this is the first time we're having that little conversation. And I thought, fear, oh, what if his car isn't strong enough to start my car? What? So then I said, stop. Pink bubbles, love. Car turned right over. And so I want you to just take a moment, put your hand on your heart, close your eyes, and think about pink bubbles or whatever love color you resonate with. Because when you feel that, you know you're in the loving space of spirit. There's no denying it. And you want to tap into that energy more every day. When you're driving, when you're talking to people, you just want to just have pink bubbles. I go, ooh, Gina, flow the love. You are such a dynamic, powerful presence of God. You are here creating a magnificent here and now. There is nothing that can stop you, that can block you, but your own thoughts. So today, be a love bubble for yourself. I call it love bubble because the power of love is a magnetic force that will bring everything. The first thing that it will bring is the feeling. And that's what you want. You want the feeling of connection, the feeling of joy, the feeling of love. I feel you all right now, and I love you. Peace and blessings.